Hello, and welcome to the Braided Faith Podcast, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. Together, we'll share stories of faith and redemption to bring hope into your life. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis, and I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and connect you with other people whose stories aren't so different from yours. So grab your hot cup of coffee or hot tea, sit back, relax, and get ready to feel empowered alongside a supportive community of faithful women just like you. This is the Braided Faith Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Braided Faith Podcast. Welcome to our first relaunch show. And of course, it's going to be about being thankful. We are about to hit Thanksgiving week. Woohoo! Bring on all the pumpkin pie. And I just really wanted to launch the show talking about Thanksgiving. So there's so much I want to say about this because I think it's so important that we really, really do value and honor the act of thankfulness and gratitude. There is so much for us to be thankful for. And I know that we're all going through something. And sometimes it feels like maybe there's not a lot to be thankful for. But I'm telling you right now, there is so much to be thankful for. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the first relaunch show. If you're watching this on YouTube, excuse the lighting. We are in the process of moving, and so I'm actually not in my normal place, studio / office, where I record, and so lighting is off. I don't even know where my lamp is, my little ring lamp is, but I'm thankful to be here with you guys. I am actually just getting over being super, super sick, and I'm so thankful that I feel better and that I am able to do this show, but you know, life can sometimes throw things at us. And, you know, if you are not new to this show or to this platform of mine, if you've been a part of my journey over the past few years, then you know that my husband and I have gone through infertility issues. And so many times people will ask, like, how do you stay so positive? How are you still so like just in love with the Lord and not angry at him? And it's simple because I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. I have so much to be thankful for. And first and foremost, I have my salvation. I have a God that I get to lean on in times of sorrow, in times of grief, in times of frustration, in all of these ups and downs. Through marriage, even outside of infertility and loss. I mean, life can be hard, right? I mean, my husband and I have just literally been in the middle of a extremely stressful season. We've been trying to move closer to his job so he's not commuting. And it's been, I don't want to say a nightmare, but it's been just an extremely difficult season. And with each difficulty, with each day that passes, we have to just look at each other and say, nothing changes. We still have an amazing God and we still have each other. And that is what has gotten us through hard times in life. Is that's like our favorite saying, is nothing changes. Nothing changes. Even though the whole world might around us feel like it's changing, we look at each other and we know that we have a God who loves us, who died, Jesus, who sent his son to die on the cross for us. And we get to have that faith in our hearts no matter what. And so even when everything seems to be changing, we get to look at each other and we get to say nothing changes. And, you know, and even within our home as a married couple, we say those same things like to each other, no matter what life throws at us, no matter what life brings us, we have each other no matter what. Nothing changes. So I want to encourage you today, whether you're single or married. Sorry, guys, I still have a little bit of a sore throat from being sick. So it's not even really a sore throat because my throat's not sore. It's just, you know, that residual, I don't know, it takes forever to, even when you're completely over it and you're like testing negative for all the sicknesses, you still will have like this residual, like even like headache and stuff. But anyway, so I'm clearing my throat because of that. But I want to encourage you today, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether your circumstances are different than mine, to look at the mirror today and say, God loves me. Jesus died on the cross for me and my sins. And no matter what is happening around me, that doesn't change. His love, his mercy, his grace, his ability to be there for you in the good times and the bad times, that doesn't change. And that is such a beautiful thought. And that is what, for me, that is what has gotten me through any loss, any downtime, anything. It's been that. Nothing changes. So I'm going to end this. This is a short one tonight, just because it is the holidays. And if you're anything like me, you're not spending the Thanksgiving week listening to a lot of podcasts. You are probably, if you're like me, blasting Christmas music, yes, early, and baking. That's what I do. That's what my Thanksgiving week is going to consist of. So if you're anything like me, you're probably not listening to a lot of podcasts. So I want to keep this one short. I just really wanted to make sure that we relaunch this podcast with talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude. So I'm going to read some scriptures here that talk about thankfulness. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. 1 Timothy 4:4-5, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. And I'm going to read one more. Psalm 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I am so thankful to have you guys here with me. I'm thankful to be starting this podcast back up. I have some awesome guests lined up for you guys. It's going to be solos from here throughout the rest of the year, mainly because, again, I'm launching this in the middle of the holidays. I know that. And so I'm going to be doing solos episodes from here until the end of the year. And then starting in 2024, woo, I have some awesome guests for you. And I cannot wait for y'all to hear these powerhouses and what they have to say about being a God's gal and about balancing tradition in an untraditional world, because that's what this podcast is about. It's about how can we live out and love in this crazy untraditional world while being a traditional God's gal and keeping him front and center in our life and being able to be a witness just within how we do life. Sometimes you don't have to witness with words. Sometimes your witness is just how you carry yourself, how you walk out life, and how you do this life with Christ as the center. So I love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. And I can't wait to be here with y'all. Bye. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.